This morning with Aaron Keck here on 97.9 The Hill, and it is Tuesday morning, and like each week at this time, it is time for Adopt a Pet, where we meet a different dog or cat that is looking for their forever home. So this week, we'd like to thank Delaney Garver from the Goat House Refuge for coming in. Delaney, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having us here.
You're very welcome. So today, you've brought in little Reba, who's currently hiding under the desk somewhere. I don't know what she's doing down there, but she's hanging out. So tell us a little bit about Reba.
Yes, Reba is a tiny little tabby cat. She's just about 2 years old, but she still has that youthful kitten look to her. She actually has a pretty inspiring story. She was one of only two of her surviving kittens from her litter of seven. She had the highly aggressive panleukopenia, which is a virus that kind of just quickly invades your cells, but she was able to survive that. But from that disease that she had, she actually developed cerebrohypoplasia, which gives her like a little unique, cute wobble to her walk. So it makes it just a little difficult for her to walk, but it's just one of her little quirks, and she's just an extremely resilient cat. She gets along well with other cats. She's a sweetheart. On our drive over here, she just kind of slept the whole way as I was petting her a little bit. And yeah, she's just as cute as they come.
Well, she might have a wobble to her walk, but she's having no issue whatsoever making her way around the studio. She's still wandering around down under here. So if someone would like to learn more about Reba and how to adopt her, how would they go about doing that?
You can visit goathouserefuge.org, and when you open the website, you'll see boxes, and one of the boxes is a big brown box that says adopt. And if you follow that link, there will be a link to see all of the cats and kittens that are adoptable at the Goat House, along with an application that you can fill out. And once you fill out that application, if you are approved, you will get a home visit, and then you can come and visit the Goat House to pick up your cat. And yeah, it's pretty simple.
So tell us a little bit about the Goat House Refuge now and how people could help out, and also just a little bit about the organization.
Yeah, the Goat House Refuge is located in Pittsburgh, so it's just about a half an hour from here. And it is a cage-free nonprofit animal shelter. And we have over 200 cats there. There's like an indoor part, an outdoor part, and if you're not even interested in adopting, it's like an incredible place to take your kids, an incredible place to visit. And since it is nonprofit and volunteer-based, we are always open to donations of any sort, any money donations, or if you have any extra like blankets or cages or food around your house, we're always appreciative for that. And just taking the time to visit, meet some kittens out there, share the Goat House on social media is always really great for us.
Well, thank you very much. Of course, if you're looking to maybe adopt a cat, Goat House Refuge, a great resource in our community, head to their website to check out that. Also, we're going to have a picture of little Reba up, of course, on Chapelboro here a little bit later on this morning. You can just find her by visiting the Bark Report over there on chapelboro.com. So, Delaney, thank you very much for bringing Reba in this morning.
Yes, of course. Thank you for having me.
8:43 on the Hill.